Mandy,
Hello.
hello. Have you left the house today?
Have.
Oh,
Fortunately, I have.
I'm sorry for you that in that way.
That's okay. Listen, sometimes it's good for you.
Yeah, sunshine is good. Sunshine is good.
No, I said sometimes it's good for
Sometimes.
you. Sunshine is
Yeah.
bad for you. Take it from me, who currently has two wounds, open
Yes.
wounds on my torso.
There we go. There we go.
Listen, and can we talk about the fact I had endometriosis surgery in 2000?
Okay. I had it in
And
98, 97, 98. Look at
there
us.
you go. So from that point, and I had it like in June, I think it was June 1st of 2000, I had endometriosis surgery. And so from that point on, I have not worn a two-piece
No.
like out.
Same.
Like maybe, I mean, literally fewer than a handful of times. If I have
Correct.
a two-piece on, I have a rash guard on. So listen, this torso has not been exposed to the sun for the majority of my life.
Correct.
And yet,
And yet, and so.
I have had a basal cell carcinoma. And then last year I had two, they weren't basal cell, but they were something other, some other precancer or something. And then I've
Yeah.
just had to have something else taken off that they're testing. We'll see what it is.
On
And
your
this torso
torso.
has been covered up the majority of my life.
Covered. Covered. I'm the same way. Ever since that surgery, I mean, it's basically like, I don't know about yours. We've never talked about this, but I think we maybe have matching scars.
Yeah,
I
just
it looks like I
teenage.
had a baby.
Mine aren't bad.
Mine
We can't see
was,
them at this point.
well, mine was so big that they had to cut it open like I had a C-section.
Oh, yeah, no, mine was laparoscopic.
Oh no, that my second one was, but the first one was like rip it open, take, it was giant.
No, mine was laparoscopic.
So yeah, no, my belly really has not seen the light. It is not
I
cute.
just started, like, I didn't want to. They were like, don't expose the scars to sun. And so I bought
Right.
one piece, and then I was like, I kind of like this, and never went back.
Yeah, mine was more, I have a giant thing on my belly. So.
But anyway, so yeah,
Yeah.
no, wear your sunscreen,
Wear your
friends.
sunscreen, friends.
That's the only thing that has saved me thus far. I will say, every time either a dermatologist or esthetician or somebody like gets up close on my face, they're always like, wow, you have really good skin. I'm like, well, it's because I had to wear sunscreen my entire life.
Yeah. No choice.
Was not an option.
Nope. Well, tell me about the rest of your week besides being poked and prodded at the derma.
Well, shortly after I got back from the derm, another reason to be avoiding the sun right now down here are the shark attacks, which were terrifying Friday afternoon. I had seen on Facebook, it was the paper, had posted that there had been a
Yeah.
shark attack and that the flags, they were flying double red flags and the water is closed. And I looked out my window and there was a purple flag and a yellow flag. And I was like, well, maybe that's not accurate. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then fast forward about an hour later, I hear a siren and I see on Facebook there had been another shark attack. And I look out and sure enough, they had ridden up in a patrol car to change the flags to double red.
Yikes.
But just absolutely heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Those poor people. So I live on the west end of 30A.
Okay.
The seaside is sort of being in the middle.
Okay.
The east end, so the east end I always think of as like, then you have Seagrove and then you have Watercolor. And the first
Right.
one was in Watercolor. I mean, I'm sorry,
Okay.
Water Sound, not Watercolor, Water Sound. And Water Sound is still like when they developed that neighborhood, they didn't build a lot of houses right on the beach. And so they still have like the gigantic dunes and they have really long boardwalks to get
Right.
out to the beach. And so we were talking, and they don't have, there's not like a public beach access right there. So unless Water Sound itself had hired lifeguards
Right. There
Like
was
there wasn't anybody there. And that one
mm-mm.
was a 45-year-old woman. And she seems to, I think she had to have part of her arm amputated.
Okay.
But she's doing all right. But then 4 miles east of there, sort of at Seacrest, which is if you're driving east on 30A, it's that little neighborhood right before you get to Rosemary Beach.
Gotcha.
That was where there was a group of teenage girls from Birmingham, and they were the woman was, I think, beyond the first sandbar, just barely beyond the first sandbar. But these teenagers were, only in like
Yeah,
waist deep water.
yeah,
They
weren't
weren't
very
going
deep.
out. And just I just golly, the trauma of those poor
Oh.
girls. But
An
one
arm
of the
and a
girls,
leg, right?
yeah, so she goes to school with a sorority sister of mine who's been, or the sorority sister of mine's children. And so Stacy's been kind of keeping me posted. And I think most of it's on like the Caring Bridge page. Her mom
Yeah.
started too. But yeah, so apparently she came in already. I don't, because my sister and I were talking about this. She was like, I mean, did they amputate it or did the shark take it? And I was like, I'm not 100% sure.
I have a the way it read and what I saw, and again, I'm not in those kind of news worlds that you are, but it sounded like they just had to clean up where it
Yeah.
had been taken
Yeah.
off.
So sad.
It's
I th the
terrible.
hand, I know the leg was amputated later, like on Saturday, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, just so tragic. So that's been, but I will tell you what. So they kept the beaches, they kept the water closed the rest of the day on Friday. And then Saturday, they were really patrolling,
Yeah.
but they opened them up. But we were all laughing, like, what's that boat gonna do other than say there's a shark, run?
Yeah.
It's not gonna help you. And I've seen, we always have like a handful of videos every summer of shark people filming sharks swimming.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm seeing more because everybody's sharing the video of the shark swimming
Right.
because of what happened. But by all accounts, there are a lot of sharks out there right now.
That's what I was going to ask you. Was this like a yearly migration thing, or was this kind of a
I mean,
fluke
this hadn't
thing?
happened in 30 years.
Wow.
And I mean, we always have, like I said, we always have like a handful of videos like
Sure.
every summer. But there have been, I mean, I've seen more videos of sharks in the past week, including one. There was a bit, I mean, at least a 10-foot long shark. And there was a guy on a paddleboard with a young child.
Stop.
And the shark was between him and the shore.
Stop.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know. I don't know anything about shark migration. I know that I don't like to be in the water with sharks. I have swam away from sharks before, but it's always been in the Atlantic. You know, St. Simon's, between St. Simon's and Sea Island, is one of their biggest breeding grounds. So those people know to certain times of year you have to stay out of the water, but I didn't know if it was kind of a freak thing for y'all. It sounds like it maybe is more, maybe.
Yeah, and there have been lots of articles talking to, I got tangled yesterday. They were like, we've talked to some experts. It was all a bunch of boat captains.
Well,
But
I
they
mean,
know more than I do.
they know more than I do. Maybe they're not marine biologists, but they know more than
I'm not sure they could, really speak as to shark migratory patterns historically. I don't know.
Right.
But they were saying it is breeding time for sharks. And that they, in fact, they did talk to one marine. I'm not sure if it was a biologist or what, but this person was saying that sharks bite when they breed, they bite each other.
Oh.
And so, and it is breeding time. So that may be playing a part of it. There's also, I saw a study that said that, the water temperature is getting warmer,
Yeah.
and that that's bringing, that brings all the bait fish in closer, which brings the
Right.
sharks closer, and yeah, blah 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 blah. I don't know. I don't know. Also, I'm like, was that the same shark? I would like to think it was the same shark that
I would,
attacked those
yeah.
people, but I don't have, like, that's just because I want to believe that. Like,
Yeah.
was it a rabid shark?
Right. Just the
A
one,
shark,
and
right?
hopefully
Just
it's done, and
right,
now
and we don't
it'll
have to
be
worry about that. Yeah, but
finito.
Anyway, that was really, that put a pall over everything.
Of course it did. I'm sorry about all that. I hope that those women heal
So I just,
emotionally as well. That's got to be
and
tough.
all those, like, can you imagine all those teenage girls? So apparently, like, there was a big group of them in the water, and the shark attacked Lulu and then also bit another one of her friends' foot. So, and two guys ran into, two local guys actually ran in to get Lulu out of the water, which God bless them.
God bless them.
And there just happened to be two surgeons
Yep.
on the beach right there. And so they tourniqueted everything. But those poor girls that were standing there, and all of a sudden their friend is being attacked by a shark, like just the trauma. Everybody that
Yep.
was there that saw it, I just, gosh, I just hate it. I hate it. And it just is a reminder of how quickly your life can change because
Yes.
you're all just having a great beach vacation, and then all of a sudden, totally different. But my sorority sister did send me a link to a post. I think there's an Instagram page called Lulu Strong. I think is
Okay.
what it was. And she has been transported to Charlotte to a double amputation specialist.
There we
So,
go.
yeah, good for her. I hope she'll be getting all the, yeah, it's Lulu G dot Strong is the
And
name of
that's
that Instagram page.
Instagram.
So anyway, that happened. And then, baseball didn't really make me feel any better. Baseball just stinks.
Right.
The Braves, like, they'll have a good game and then they just stink again. And the Cubs are doing the exact same thing the Braves are doing. So for all you Braves fans, just understand that the Cubs are behaving in the exact same way.
That
Like,
same
they
way.
just cannot hit. It's awful. And then I didn't watch a whole lot of the College World Series. I'll watch it now. But I didn't watch many of the super regionals. But I will tell you, I am getting back to my roots. I grew up an hour north of Tallahassee.
You did. You
And
did.
my dad got his PhD at FSU and had season tickets to FSU football back in the glory days. So I've long been a Florida State fan. And you better believe I am dusting that fandom off
Yeah.
because they play UT tomorrow or Friday.
Friday. Yeah.
But yeah. So we'll be
There
cheering for
was,
some FSU.
yeah. Yeah, I know, right? I'm definitely pulling for him as well. There was some good baseball. I didn't watch. I was doing something else. I don't remember what it was, but I was getting updates from my friend that's a Florida fan. God bless him. He does wear jorts and tank tops. God bless him.
They're
And
coming back around.
I know, unfortunately, but he was sending me messages like, "Oh my gosh, this game is so crazy." The Clemson Florida game where the guy got ejected, then the coaches got ejected. Then they ended up losing. So Clemson
Yeah,
did. So
that Clemson kid made that incredible catch the same inning he had hit a homer to tie
yeah.
it up,
And it went
and then beat
13
the Wolves.
innings.
And they,
Yeah, I mean it's crazy. So I'm hoping that there'll be some fun ball to watch. And I
I
hope
would just like
Tennessee
to,
loses in giant fashion.
I would just like to point out that it's four ACC teams and four SEC teams that have made it to Omaha. And as a member of the SEC East, I would just like to point out that there are two teams, no, I'm sorry, there are three teams from the SEC East in Omaha, and there were almost four because
Yep.
Georgia almost beat
Almost.
whoever the heck it is they lost
NC
to.
State. I was a Wolfpack fan for several days. And I
So
loved it.
just I would just like to point that out.
Yeah.
Not that it matters because we play everybody one
Yeah,
series,
but
but we do always play, we don't always play every team in the SEC West, but we do always play every team in the SEC
SEC
East.
East, yeah.
So
Yeah, you had a gauntlet to run this year. And of course, she, anyway, I won't rub that salt in the wound. But yeah, so that starts Friday. My
yep.
plan is to make a pot of chili so we can do, I can do chili cheese dogs.
Okay, good, good.
So that'll be good. But
What
yeah,
about?
so the schedule's out. It's just two games a day to start with, so it's not terrible. You know, it's not like all day. Those all day baseball tournaments are hard for me to keep interest in unless I really love one of the teams or hate one of the teams. So I'm glad it's just two games a day.
Yeah.
So that starts Friday. This is a big weekend, Mandy. I don't know where to look. I'm gonna have to have my computer up, the TV, all the things, because we've got the College World Series starting on Friday. Sunday night's the Tonys.
Love the Tonys.
Love the Tonys. And we'll talk more about it in a minute, but the swimming trials are this weekend. So it is a big, big weekend for sports. And so I'm here for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I always just listen to, I love a good Fresh Air with Terry Gross.
Yes.
And I'll listen to the, they release the interviews like as a podcast. And so I will listen to those. And I was just listening to, she did an interview last week with Jonathan Groff, whom I love.
Love
And
him.
I really did not realize that he is currently starring in a
Yeah.
revival of Merrily We Roll Along.
Yeah. With
And I'm really mad at myself that I have not gone to New York to see it.
Daniel Radcliffe is in it. And is it still going? Because the girl in it's very, very
Yeah.
pregnant at this point.
Yeah, it's still going.
I don't know how much longer it's got, though.
Not long,
Yeah.
but
But yeah, I
it's
know, right? Like, I love. And suppose so Merrily didn't do very well the first time it ran. But supposedly this version of it has just been amazing. So the good news is Sunday night you'll get to hear them sing from it.
still going.
And there's a cast album now, so you can download
The
that as
way,
well.
just for future reference, the way Broadway shows work typically is the original cast will stay through the Tonys because they like to sell some tickets after the Tonys,
Yep.
and so they only they realize they have to do that pretty quickly. But so
Yeah.
typically, like mid-July is when the original cast will disappear, and you would prefer to see a show with the original cast.
Yes.
That's, I mean, if I owned a
Especially
house.
this one.
If I had owned a house, I would have mortgaged it to see the original cast of Hamilton.
Yeah.
I didn't own a house, but luckily I had bought extra tickets, so I was able to sell them and pay for it all
There we go.
to see the original cast. But that, like, if you're really in, if you like a show and it's just been released, that should be, you want to get up there before the middle of July to
Yeah.
see, just FYI.
I think maybe next summer, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do to celebrate my graduation. Maybe we should take a theater trip. That would be.
Be fine.
I know. And I think there's some good shows coming. So I'm very excited about Sunday night. I think it'll be great.
Yeah.
So your week is just baseball. I love that for you. I love that. I love that. Well, I today went to meet a friend of mine, and I'm going to talk about where we ate and my favorites because it's now a new favorite.
Oh, good.
But I went, I had some extra time because, you know, everything in Atlanta, you never know how long it's going to take. So I went early, and in the Forum is a Barnes and Noble. And I hadn't been to a Barnes and Noble in a long time. Let me tell you, I went in there. And I don't get overwhelmed very often. Like, I don't love a big crowd, but there were those people cram one, or, you know, just small amounts of every single book that's in print in like a 10 square foot area. And I was like, how are you supposed to figure out if you want to? Oh my God, it was terrible. So it unfortunately reaffirmed that I really like buying books on Amazon.
Well, now listen,
It's
here's
like the
what,
Walmart of books.
but there's a, we should support our small bookstores,
And
and
yes.
I think bookshop.org, which
Okay.
is sort of, let me look at us. It's sort of like Amazon in that it's a giant sort of
And that's what I've been looking for, is a way.
clearinghouse, but it actually supports small bookstores.
Because there are, when I tell you there are none up here,
Yeah.
there are no small bookstores north of Atlanta. And
Yeah.
so, I mean, when I'm in school, there's one in Decatur, which is, I'm gonna find that when I go back down. But like, there's, so I would, there's a great little independent bookstore in Macon I would support, you know, or whatever. But I just, oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, bookshop.org. And when you go into it, you can pick your local bookshop. While we're on this subject, I would also recommend Libro.fm, which can replace your Audible account if you have an Audible account.
Okay.
Same thing with Libro. When you go in, you can pick your local, like it'll, in fact, you put your zip code in and it pairs you like with a local.
Gotcha.
Or, and then you can change it if you want to choose a different one. But it's so, like, if you got, because you know, we love the Libby app.
Yep.
Libby is like sometimes you have to wait months and months and months for a book on Libby,
Right.
especially if you're living where I live, where you know they like to ban all the books. Then you can go to.
Uh-oh. I think maybe she kicked her. Hold on. People, I'm on pause the recording. I think she kicked her internet again. Uh-oh. Hold on. Let us get this figured out, people. Y'all, I found her. We went away and I found her. This is real life. Mandy, what happened? Did you kick the interweb again?
I did not. This is just my lovely internet service being its lovely self.
Did you do gymnastics this time?
Nope. Still, and all of a sudden you froze up on me. Uh-oh, did it happen again?
I mean, you're back, but you're not holding your mouth just right. There we go. It's a little spotty, but I think we can get through.
So we're using my phone's Wi-Fi hotspot.
Which, you know, she has to go like basically lean out her window to use. It's
Yeah.
fabulous.
So,
Fabulous.
good times, good
So
times.
while we were on a hiatus, Mandy, what I did was I went to bookshop.org and I
Nice.
registered and
Good.
I found Bear Books in Macon. I did look
Nice.
through the Atlanta ones, and of course there's a map, and I went on the map and there's a big hole around where I live.
Yes.
But there are
Shocker.
plenty down by school, which is great because it gives me a chance when I'm down there to like go after class and explore these places. So I have a good resource of where I can go.
Okay, good. So, do you buy real books still? I think we've talked about this.
Yeah, so I have yet to go back in and get another Kindle. I could read
You know,
on
you
my.
can download the Kindle app on your phone.
I have it on my phone. I have it on my computer. I use the one on my computer a lot for like books that I've downloaded for work. So like the United Methodist Book of Discipline, I use the heck out of
Yeah.
on my computer, but I don't love to read on the tablet. I don't know why, but anyway, but I do love a book. And now that I was able to procure a lamp for next to my bed, I can read at night. So that's what I've been doing a lot of too. So,
I've gotten where I've almost exclusively listened to books, and I was not a person who could listen to books for a long, long time.
yeah.
I'm not saying I retain everything I hear, but I
Right.
don't retain everything I hear when I read either. So
Same.
I'm just going with
Same.
I listen to most of them.
I love that. I love that. Well, you've given me some help after going to the Walmart of the bookstores today.
Yes, we don't
I was,
do that
whew,
anymore.
it was, and I think, so I was talking to my friend of mine who we're reading the books together this summer, kind of doing our own little summer book club. And she said, you know, the thing about Barnes and Noble is they just hire people just that need a job, not necessarily that, which is fine, but not necessarily that read any of the books that they
Yeah.
sell. So,
Yeah.
like, even if you're looking for a recommendation for a good book, they're not gonna know.
No. No.
No. So,
Yeah.
yeah, so I'm real excited.
Do you follow Parnassus on Instagram?
Yes.
So, you know,
Yes.
Ann does like on Tuesdays and Fridays, like she does all kind of
Yes.
recommendations, which is good.
Yeah, and I have definitely added. So what I've done is gone on, and I don't know, I need to check if bookshop.org has a app or something, but I have gone on to my wish list on Amazon as I'm watching, you know, and like put the books that she suggests in my wish list.
Yeah.
So, I'm getting a nice little list together of things I want to read.
Good. Very nice.
One of which is Tom Lake by aforementioned
I
Amber.
might would listen to that one
Okay.
because Street reads it.
That's right. We've talked about this and I'm here for that. So that would be great. That would be great. So after I did the Walmart of Books today, and had lunch with my friend, and again, I'm gonna tell y'all in a minute my new favorite restaurant, is I went to two different grocery stores to get cheese because, you know, why not, right?
Right.
The first one was, of course, Trader Joe's to get my unexpected cheddar, since I'm doing chili cheese dogs for the College World Series. I have to have the good cheese for said chili cheese dogs.
Yeah, of course.
And then the other one was, of course, Whole Foods, which has the Mecca of cheese sections. I was really going because those Belgian waffles that you, I mean, I'm not going to call you evil for turning me onto those, but they are so good. And they are always out.
Oh, you're kidding.
I got the last box today.
Oh,
The shelf
congratulations.
was empty. I thought it was totally empty. And I saw one little box tucked away. And I was like, oh, finally. But the last like four times I've been, they've been out.
Well, congratulations on your procurement.
Thank you. I feel like I mean, that was a big win today. What I tried last time, and I'm not trying to poo-poo this product because I love other things they make. The Mason-Dixon biscuits. They're frozen biscuits, but they're from, there's a black and female business. They're really good. Their Belgian waffles are not the same. It is not the same. And so I tried those. I will not be getting those again. It's just not happening. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing
There
it.
you go. There
So
you
I
go.
found one box. So now every time I go past Whole Foods, I'm going to stop and see if that Whole Foods has some Belgian waffles.
There you go. There you go. On a
Yep.
mission.
On a mission. On a mission. I did all that.
What cheese did you get at Whole Foods?
Yeah. Oh, so I got so my favorite, it's a Dutch cheese. You know, I can't say it. It's like Casiaggio is two A's in there, KAA. It's a weird spelling, and I'm a good Southern girl and can't say foreign languages very well. But it's basically, it tastes like an extra, extra sharp cheddar. It's
Okay.
crunchy, one of those crunchy cheddars, which you know I love. And what I love about Whole Foods, not that this is my food week, but what I love about Whole Foods cheese section is the sales, but then they also have these little baskets. I don't know if they do this in your cheese section at your Whole Foods, but
Oh, in the Whole Foods.
they will put like the ends of the small pieces for a lot more reasonable price. So I got a Manchego today and I got a Gruyere, I think. So I got two of the, I call them the knobs, two little knobs from the cheese section. And some of my favorite. So I've already had a little snack with some hot honey on my favorite Dutch cheese.
Well, good. That's a banner day.
Look at that. Look at that. So it was a good day. Waffles and cheese.
Okay, good.
I know,
Congratulations.
right? So we mentioned it, but this is a big weekend, y'all. This is starting. The Olympic flame has lit my heart afire, and it is starting. And it starts this weekend. If you haven't been following, they're in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium, not at the where they normally have a lot of this stuff at the smaller ones, but at Lucas Oil. It's a huge stadium, and they have built three pools. They built the main pool and then the two other ones that they used to warm up in Lucas Oil Stadium. And I wish I was going to be in Indianapolis this weekend. I really do, but I'm not there. So the next best thing.
Can I just tell you? It's not that exciting, person.
Well, okay. Then thank you for that. It makes me not, okay. Then I don't feel so
Although
bad.
I will have to say, I did skip the Olympic trials when my sister swam in the Olympic
You?
trials. I know. Listen, it was my junior year in high school, and
Oh.
yeah, I could it
It
I
was a
didn't.
while ago.
Just in general, even the big, I've been to plenty of NCAA and SEC and national champion. Swim meets aren't that exciting.
They're not. I have a my friend that
Olympics
I
would
had
be
lunch with
exciting. The
has a bunch
Olympics
of
would be exciting.
swimmers. Yeah, the Olympics are different, but her family's a bunch of swimmers. She's a swimmer, her sister was swimmers, their husbands were swimmers. And even they're like, don't come to swim meets, Katie. Don't. It's
No.
just you just sit in a hot, chlorine filled, stinky. Like, but I want to see the kids. Or they're like, don't do it. Don't do it. So, anyway, what I have included in the show notes, and we've talked about this before, but they've given a more detailed list of where to get all the streaming for the tri for all of the trials. I will say that once again, they didn't listen to me, NBC Olympics. You did not listen and put them in chronological order. They put them in order of most important sport, which they think, of course, is gymnastics. So you got to scroll to the bottom to get to the diving and the track and the field and the swimming. But it tells you the times and where in the NBC family of channels that you can find all that. So I've linked that so you won't miss a minute, or at least you'll know what you're missing. But they start this weekend, so I'm super excited.
Very exciting. I will say that the swimming trials are not nearly, we talked before about how the gymnastics trials can get really dramatic. The swimming trials are not nearly as entertaining.
Well, they're just, if you win, you qualify kind of thing. There's no suspense. Like, right then if they qualify. It's not as dramatical.
For sure.
So, Mandy, I'm so excited because actually, you kind of stole something that I was going to do next week, but never fear, I can adapt
Have faith in
because I really think that yours are going to be better than mine.
you.
So, tell us about your food this week. This is the perfect time of year for your food post.
I went with homemade ice cream.
Which I love.
So there's a guy who was a pastry chef in San Francisco. And then he moved to Paris probably 20 years ago or something. His name is David Leibovitz. He actually published an entire cookbook about ice cream called The Perfect Scoop.
Pulling it up now. It looks delicious.
So I've linked to one of his, I think I spelled his name right over here. I linked to one of his recipes, which is for mint chip ice cream.
Love
And it takes a little time. You have to think ahead a little bit because you actually steep
it.
fresh mint in the cream, and then chill that overnight, as I recall. It's been a minute since I've made it. And then the chips, he has you like melt chocolate
That's
and
what I'm looking
then
at
just
right now.
hit it, with a like kind of break it up. And so it's real thin. It's not like a chip. It's like real thin sort of streaks that get mixed into the cream. It's some very nice talking. It's some very nice talking. And he, like, if you Google any David Leibovitz ice cream recipe, like they are all stellar.
I'm
But that's
sure
my
it's
favorite. I'm a mint pepper
fantastic.
chip girl anyway, and that one is my favorite. So I would recommend that one. And
Ooh.
then my other one is the Pioneer Woman's blackberry ice cream.
Okay.
And I've like when I first made it, I was kind of like, I don't know, but it's really delicious. And so the one I linked to is from her blog back in the day before she was on Food Network. And it's in two parts. So I just linked to the first part, and
Yeah,
I'm
I'll
sure.
make sure that the in the show notes we have everything for you.
But yeah, so it's also delicious. It's like I'm not even like I like blackberries, that's
I
fine, but
love
like I ever
blackberries.
in an ice cream store and they were offering blackberry ice cream, I would not get it. Like that
Okay.
would not be my first choice, I feel sure. But that it's just it's a really good ice cream. It's delightful.
I love that.
But yeah, my problem right now is, as I previously mentioned, I don't go in the grocery store a whole lot.
Right.
And so I have gotten deliveries from Walmart and from Whole Foods because I'm a well-rounded person. And both times the shopper has left protein for me that I did not order.
Oh.
So I have a freezer full right now. Like I got two packs of pork chops and two giant things of tortillas from Walmart that I did not order. But you better believe I'm gonna pop those suckers in my freezer and figure out
Heck
something to do
yeah.
with them. So, and then the next week, the Whole Foods guy left me like a ground chicken and some two things of boneless, skinless chicken breast. I mean, I made like my groceries were basically free at this point because
Look
I
at
got all
that.
that stuff. But anyway, all that to say, my freezer is always full. But when you bring me all this extra protein that I was not planning on, you literally can't fit a sheet of paper in my freezer right now.
That is the
So
same way.
I cannot make any ice cream right now because I can't get my ice cream maker thing in the freezer.
Gotcha.
But I hope that you all will do so
Yes.
and enjoy it.
I love that. I love that. I love both of those flavors very much. I love a fun flavor too, which I will probably save for one of my other foods. But I love making ice cream. I love it. I
And it's
love it.
not like the I don't know. It can be hard. Like it can be involved. You can get very like especially the David Leibovitz recipes can be really sort of involved. They're so freaking delicious. It's
That's the
worth it.
thing. Yeah, that's the
But then
thing.
it also doesn't have to be that involved
Yeah.
either. Like right?
Yeah.
You can
Yeah.
make it a whole lot easier. So I like that you can kind of pick your adventure.
I love that. I love it. I love
So you have favorites this week, Katie. Talk to us.
it. I do. I do. So my first one, I was looking up the movie. I watched a movie on Netflix that I think is probably one of the best ones I've seen in a very long time on Netflix. It's called The Hitman. And I was looking up the name of the guy, Glenn Powell. Y'all know from the Hottie McHotterson from Top Gun, the new Top Gun. The cast is funny. He is fun to look at. The disguises, it's based on a true story. It
I
is
started it last
so
night. I didn't
good.
finish it, but I started it last
Oh
night.
yeah, good. So you like, do you like it?
It's cute.
Yeah, it's real cute.
The
It's good.
way I know Glenn Powell is, I listen to Kelly Stafford's podcast.
Okay.
She had a girl who was her producer on her podcast, like when she first started, and it was sort of like Kelly was just sort of like us.
Yeah.
Bought a microphone and started recording, didn't really know what she was doing.
Yeah.
And this girl named Sophie, like, I don't even know, remember how they got connected. But anyway, Sophie's not a podcast producer. Something she was doing at the time sort of had her in that realm. She subsequently transitioned jobs. So, y'all, her job, she works at Alo in LA, the clothing company
Yeah.
Alo. They have a building in LA that's a full gym, but you only can go to the Alo gym by invitation.
Oh.
And so it's all these celebrities that work out all the time, and all they have to do, it's free for them to go work out at the Alo gym. All they have to do is like post it on their social media and share that they've been there. That's like
Yeah.
Alo marketing, right? Well, they did something at the Super Bowl, like they took a whole something to the Super Bowl, And Sophie was hanging out with Glenn Powell like that whole weekend. Cause, you know, of course I follow Sophie on Instagram now.
Right.
And she was hanging out with Glenn Powell that whole time. And Kelly's co-host, Hank, was like, Sophie, why can't you just date him? Come on. Can't you just like him? Cause Sophie's like 35 and still like likes to date 25-year-old men. And they're like, we got to get you some therapy. But anyway, so all of a sudden I'm like, wait. I know who that is, and now he's all of a sudden he's in the zeitgeist. So
He's super cute. And the movie's really great. You know, Netflix, I think, went too far after COVID when they thought that, you know, they could just make anything and we watch it. And so I really feel like they're hopefully getting the hint that that's not necessarily true. So I thought it was very cute. I would take the time to watch it again. The other thing I'm watching on Netflix right now is a rewatch. I don't know if you liked the USA shows at the height of their heightness, like Royal Pains and all those, but I loved White Collar because Matthew Bomer is like the most beautiful human, I think.
He is a gorgeous specimen.
Gorgeous man. So I saw it on Netflix. It had come up and I was like, oh, I can rewatch that while I sit here and, you know, write and do work and whatever. And before the baseball starts in the day. And so I've been watching it. And then I see that they're doing a reboot.
Oh, good.
They all, so Tiffany Amber Thiessen's in it. I don't know the guy that plays Peter, the FBI agent. And Matthew Bomer have all signed back on. Sadly, the guy that played Mossy or Mozzie was in Sex and the City. He passed away from pancreatic cancer, and Diane Carroll passed away, the landlady.
Staying on
Yeah,
set.
so Carol was her name on the show. But so those two have passed away, but they've even said that in the first iteration of the script that they do a really good job of honoring those the people that have passed away that were in the original. But it's such a fun show, so I'm really hoping that it works and it's really a go.
Good.
Yeah. The other thing I've been doing, of course, is reading a lot because I can, which is so nice. But the new Ellen Hildebrand book, Hotel Nantucket, it's not the new one, it's one of her old ones, I think, is really good. It's very quirky. It's the perfect summer read. I've really enjoyed it. So highly recommend anything by her, really, I really like. So that one's a good one. And then there's an author. I don't think I know I haven't talked about him on here before because I looked in our Google Doc. His name is Steve Barry. And Steve Barry is a Georgia grad. God love him. But he writes a lot about Georgia, but it's historical fiction. So it takes things from history, mysteries from history, and kind of brings them up to date. There's a series of books with a guy named Cotton Malone in it as the lead kind of guy, CIA-ish kind of guy that's retired. But the one that I like that stands alone that will let you know if you like this kind of writing is called The Amber Room. And if y'all know anything about The Amber Room, I'm fascinated by things that have disappeared. But the original Amber Room panels were stolen during World War II, never to be seen again. And so this book called The Amber Room is kind of his take on what could happen and what happened to them. And, you know, the anti the the hero kind of rescues the panels and all the things. It's very good, but it's standalone. So you can see, like, you don't have to commit to a whole series to read this one book. But his name is Steve Barry, and I really, really like him.
Okay, cool.
And then there's a bunch of new music out from some of our friends. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors has some new music out, not a whole album, but some singles. Johnny Swim has a new single out. That's going to be an album. It's called The Alchemist, which I'm like, did you write that before Taylor? Or, like, you know, is it an homage to Taylor? But it's a really good song. I really like it. I can't wait for the rest of the album. And then a new band, and I don't even know where I heard of these people. I don't think it was you, but it's called The Dip. It's a band called The Dip, and it's very in that vein of who's our people? Lake Street Dive. It's very that vein. So I've really enjoyed that album I started listening to, The Dip. So
Okay.
there's tons of new music out this summer. At night, we've talked about this. I do look at the clock app at night sometimes to fall asleep, and I have somehow stumbled on the cutest little group of roommates called the Famous Bachelors. And I have never in my life learned about the male psyche more than I have learned from these children. Now, they are
Okay.
young, so they're not of our generation. But what they do is they put their phone, like the screens of their phone, up on the TV, and they analyze text message chains with these girls they're trying to date. And sometimes they'll, as a group, text back and what does this mean? And don't use an emoji. And do use one here. And don't use that one. That one's not a good one. And does she, by saying this and does she mean that? And it's been 3 days. I know she's had her phone for 3 days. Why has she not responded? That means she doesn't like you. And he's there. I mean, the whole banter is hilarious. It is the weirdest look inside the male mind. It
That's hysterical.
explains a lot.
Okay.
They're
Well,
just as much overthinkers as we are, turns out.
I was going to say, I would never have guessed.
Never, but
And
they just don't normally share it.
I sort of feel like maybe they might be the exception rather than the rule, but
And maybe it's
whatever.
because they're younger. Maybe guys our age are not like this at all, but it is fascinating. And
Okay.
they're super cute. Like, I don't, if I was a girl that age, I would absolutely snatch one of those little fellas up. They're precious. So go follow them. They're real fun. I don't know how my algorithm told me to do that, but it did. And so there you go. So the famous bachelors on TikTok, they're so flippin' cute.
Hi.
So here's what I've been teasing this whole time, the new restaurant that I have found. I don't know if these are down there.
No, they're not down here, but I have eaten at one before.
Okay, so it's called Chopped, but it's spelled Chopt. And it's kind of a salad version of Cava. And my friend Christine is obsessed with it. She and her daughter both are totally obsessed. They go all the time. It's right by their house, so they're up there all the time. I got a salad today. It was one of their summer salads. It was delicious.
Good.
It was so good. So if you happen to live by a Chopt, I highly recommend. They have salads. You can get them as they warm bowls, so with like grains or cauliflower rice, or you can get them as a wrap.
Awesome.
Delicious.
We don't have those. We have a local place called Evercrisp.
Oh,
Yeah,
well.
the same concept, yeah.
Yeah. But they have the app thing and you get points like all the other it's a chain, obviously, but it was so good.
Good.
So I found a new place.
Okay, congratulations. And it's a good time of year for that.
Yeah.
It's too hot to eat anything else.
Right. So good. So good. So
Except a
yeah,
hot.
those are my favorites.
Yeah, the only other thing I feel like eating right now is a hot dog.
I'm going this weekend.
Either salads or hot dogs.
So I did, I got some green tomatoes this week, and I will go ahead and tell you my green tomato frying recipe. Ready? Cornmeal.
There you go.
You don't have to do anything else. You can soak it in buttermilk. You can do dredges, but because it's, wet inside, the cornmeal sticks to it just fine.
Do it
Cornmeal.
up. Do it up.
So that's tonight. So I'll do the corn on the cob again. And then fried green tomatoes and asparagus.
Are you still boiling your corn for 30 minutes?
No, I'm roasting it.
I had lots of friends say, Did Katie say she was boiling her corn for 30 minutes?
That's what my mother in the Griffiths cookbook, that's what it says to do.
They're like, tell her she doesn't have to do that.
That's what Kathy did. So I have, I said I didn't love the roasted, but I was going to add salt, and I added salt, and it's delicious. I think it's all the butter I slather
Listen,
on there.
I want you to try the microwave method too, because then you don't have
Yes.
to heat up your entire house. When you live in 580 square feet
Yeah.
and you only have a like hotel air conditioner in the front and it doesn't like your whole house never gets cold, one thing I will not do in the summer is turn on my oven.
Yeah.
We're not quite there yet. We're not hot enough that we're there yet.
Yeah.
But anything I can find that does not require oven in the summertime, I am here for.
Well,
So,
and you know,
stuff
we
it,
yes.
wrap it in a wet paper towel, and pop it in the microwave for 2 minutes.
There we go. So I might do that tonight. What I have been reminded of, and I told Christine this today at lunch. I don't know why I didn't go up to Jay Moore more often before now, or down to DeKalb Farmers Market or wherever, but it is, the produce is just better.
Yep.
It, even the asparagus. So I was gonna get okra again. I was like, I got okra last week. What do I want? The asparagus is the real thin, tender, beautiful asparagus. Oh, well, I'll try that. Y'all. It's just better.
And it's getting late for asparagus, so eat
I
it now.
know, right? So, you know, when I'm probably gonna do hot dogs, like I said, next week, but when I go back to get more, like that's the beauty of this. It's just walking around and seeing what looks good. And you have choices in this time of year. So, it will always be, there will always be Silver Queen in my bag if Silver Queen's available.
Yes, I am.
Always. After that, I don't know. The okra was delicious last time. But those, the when they get too big, they aren't as tender. So they were really big pods this week. So I wasn't thrilled with them. But then I saw this asparagus. It's delicious.
Just don't even buy big okra, y'all. Just
No,
don't.
don't do it.
As my friend Elizabeth says, the only thing that's good for is to make Santa Clauses.
Yes.
I'm like, what are you talking about? And then she sent me a picture where they turn the little tip of the
Yeah.
okra into a Santa Claus hat and they paint Santa Claus on the okra. And
I
that's
love
really
it.
the only thing it's
That
good for.
is, she's not wrong.
She ain't wrong. She
No.
rarely is. Listen, Elizabeth is rarely wrong.
I mean, there's a list of people that I do what they tell me to do. You know, you're top of that list. Elizabeth's on that list. Birch is on that list. I do what I'm told, and it
Exactly.
usually works out better. So go find local produce. I mean, it is, I just, what was I thinking these past 2 years? This is
Well, it's
perfect.
hard. For me, it's hard. There's a
Yeah.
lady who will make a run to Alabama
Right.
and bring it back. But even that, it's still like the best tomato in the world is either from your granddaddy's
Yep.
garden or from a beat up truck who
Yep.
has set up a pop up tent under the
Yep.
shade of an old oak tree. And I just, I can't find those around here. It drives me crazy.
So I did look at the tomatoes at Jay Moore, and is it to me? I mean, I got the green ones, obviously. It's a little early.
That's still a little early.
So I haven't gotten that because there's nothing besides Silver Queen corn. The thing that I love most, and peaches from Pearson. The thing I love so much is just a tomato sandwich for lunch.
I got some in Montgomery that are pretty good. I've had a couple of BLTs.
Okay. Well, maybe next
Yeah.
time I go up there, I'll get some. But even the grocery store ones are not, I mean, there's nothing. I mean, you just
What about
can't.
tomato at the grocery store? What you thinking? Just don't even
I know.
try.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. Like, even in the summer, grocery store
No.
tomatoes are not good.
Listen, Whole Foods will occasionally have heirloom tomatoes. And if I'm desperate, I will buy those, but they're like $5 a tomato.
Yeah.
So cool. Otherwise, y'all do not, I mean, you can get little cherry tomatoes, those kind
Yep.
of things.
Or
But do
something
not
for
try out a
roasting.
beefsteak tomato at the grocery store.
No, don't do it.
But make a charitable donation.
So that's why I was a little skeptical, even of the Jaymore ones, because I feel like it's too early.
So the big thing around here, and because we're basically lower Alabama,
Yeah.
that I have learned is there are tomatoes that are Slocum tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
Sure, if Slocum is the name of a town or a county, but the Slocum tomatoes are what everybody from Alabama is
Okay.
after. So I asked the second place I went to in Montgomery, I asked them, I said, are these Slocum tomatoes? This was 2 weeks ago. And she said, no, it's still a little early yet.
Okay.
So I would think probably this week is probably when the tomatoes are going to start getting good.
Well, because
Listen,
we're
if you would
north.
like for us to summarize your farmer's almanac,
Right. I need to buy one.
here
But
for you.
I'm a little north of there too. So I think ours may be a couple weeks away. I think July is going to be my peak. And watermelon. I love a watermelon feta salad. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, buy local produce. Have you, okay, you've been busy. Have you investigated the services that I found?
Yeah, because I had gotten all that in Montgomery, but so
Okay.
this is I'm run out of all that, and so now is
Okay.
the time to look. So I will do so and report back.
Report back. Yeah, I can't wait. Well, what else do you have going on this weekend? What, just watching all the things?
Yep.
Good.
Not a thing in the world.
Good. Yeah, me too. I mean, normal stuff. Sunday rolls around. I'm quoting Sondheim.
Nice.
My favorite show's Into the Woods, and I'm quoting
Good
Sondheim.
day.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. Probably just and more writing, more reading. I may not op well, I've got to open the door tomorrow, but Friday and Saturday I may not open the door.
Good.
Yeah.
I do need to open the door early in the morning and go walk, is what I do need.
Yeah, there's that. There's that.
But
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that so I can hold myself accountable
Yeah.
here on out.
Yeah.
And I really prefer to walk in the afternoon, but it's just you just can't this time of year.
It's getting too hot.
Betsy's on me about getting another dog, and I'm like, I just hate. There's no shade.
Right.
I hate having a dog in the summer for their,
Yeah.
on because it is just, it's hard.
It's
It is
too
hot.
hot. Maybe in the fall.
No, I'm gonna be getting one sooner rather than
Oh,
later.
okay.
I told her I couldn't. I told her no. June is no.
No, June is the month of no for Mandy.
Yep.
But she didn't say anything about July.
Right. Right.
So
But
July 1st at your door will
and I
be.
do feel bad because they she was like, I know you said no, but I'm just telling you that there are two dogs in Milton, Florida, which is like between here and Pensacola, and their owner is having to surrender them for health reasons. The owner
Oh,
can't
their
take
health
care
or her health?
of the owner's health.
Okay.
And I can't take them in because we're full. But I was like, the answer is still no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, here's what I am. I'm proud of you for protecting your mental health.
Thank you.
I
Thank you.
literally applaud you for that because we don't always do that. No
Yeah.
is a full sentence.
Right. That's right.
So take this Sabbath time, ma'am. It's biblical. Tell her it's scriptural and your preacher told you had to have this Sabbath time until July.
She did not find that as a compelling argument.
She might find it amusing, though, especially if she knew me, she'd find it real amusing.
All right. Well,
goodness.
y'all take care. Eat some good summer produce like
Yes.
you can. Make some ice cream.
Go find your friends and share
Stay
it.
outside and watch some sports.
There we go. Y'all have a good one, Birch. Try to keep the look. Birch is the one woman peach seller down in St. Simon's. So,
She ain't selling those peaches herself.
oh, okay.
She ain't got nothing to do with no peach stand except promoting it on the social medias and then
There we go. I love it. I didn't tell them when I went to Pearson who I was. They didn't know what a celebrity was in their midst, that I knew them through my family and through Birch. So I
Just
didn't
guess
tell
what?
them.
Those girls they've hired for the summer to check you out,
They
they
don't
don't
know. No. This was a cute little boy.
care.
And he didn't know. He didn't care. He did not care at all. Did not. Just didn't. So anyway.
Making some Gatsman.
Yep. There we go. All right, friends. Well, we love y'all. We are proud of each and every one of you. Find your Sabbath. Find some good vegetables.
Y'all.